T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. It's Miles in the morning. So we're live right now in Grapevine, downtown Main Street, because it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it's totally Christmas right now.
And you can't drive down Main Street in Grapevine and not feel like it's Christmas time.
Literally every inch is covered with something Christmas. Garland, wreaths, lights. Love it.
Now, I will tell you that historically, I'm a traditional person when it comes to Christmas.
Okay.
Like, I love all the nice, feel-good, you know, warm and cheery things for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that a lot of people are into the snarky kind of stuff for Christmas.
Okay.
You probably fit in that category.
It depends.
So Walmart in Canada had put out a Christmas sweater. It's funny. You went to an ugly Christmas sweater party on the weekend.
I got my sweater from Walmart for $15 too, by the way.
With lights.
And cats.
And cats.
The only way to celebrate
Christmas.
It was
amazing. You were thinking of David Rankin, weren't you?
Oh, I was.
Yes. Remember last year I got him that Christmas cat onesie that lit up and everything
for
Christmas?
That was awesome.
Yes. And he wore it, too. It was greatness.
I bet he still wears it.
Yeah, I bet he does.
On the weekends at home.
Probably so. In June. So anyway, Walmart in Canada, they had to apologize. They let a third party start selling this Christmas sweater on their website. And it showed a snowman dressed as Santa. But there are also these white lines that Santa was doing illegal drugs. The white lines you can,
That's bad.
Very, very bad.
Oh, no.
They have had to remove that from their website. And, of course, they are also, it said with the tagline, "Let it snow."
I should not laugh at this.
Who thought that was okay?
Oh, my gosh. You
Who
can't
let
take...
that get through?
No, that's so bad.
They, of course, have had
at
to
least
issue
it's not
an apology.
Olaf,
I know, you're right. But that's not the only thing that has happened.
There's more?
It's Sycamore. They're called Sycamore Brewing in Charlotte, North Carolina. So they've had to pull their Christmas cookie winter ale because it showed the 8-bit graphics, which to give you an idea, 8-bit graphics, basically just think graphics back in the 80s.
Okay. I was like,
cartoon
Minecraft
graphics.
Yeah, like
Asteroids
and stuff.
It's a perfect way to describe it. So they had cartoon reindeer in different
positions?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, imagine if you were going to have more reindeer, the process of getting there is what was being depicted on the beer cans.
Gotcha. Wow.
Different positions.
That is like a new look.
All over the can for their Christmas cookie winter ale.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
They have had to pull that from the shelves.
Because I would imagine that's probably at kid eye level, too. Right.
Oh, yeah,
Mom,
of course.
Mom, what's that?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Of course.
Why is Rudolph...
Poor Rudolph.
Why is his light so bright?
You know, if you watch that, it looked like he got bullied around anyway, but my goodness, this takes it to a whole nother level. All right. He also could be facing a $1,000 fine from the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission for the cans there in North Carolina.
Oh,
hey, listen, just be careful what you're putting out there.
Yep.
Remember the reason for the season.
That's right.
It is not that.
There's always children present.
Yes,
okay.
There are. Okay. Our feel-good story coming up next. We are live in Grapevine right now as we celebrate the holidays in the most joyous way that you could.
Seriously,
right here
it's
on
amazing.
Main Street. And I can't wait because my wife is, she's on her way. We're going to have breakfast down here very shortly. So, yeah, come on. Join us. So much fun. We're here for another 30 minutes or so until 10 o'clock. So we'll see you here with 98.7 K-Love.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.